friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the Archie Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm Sharon Knotts, and I want to tell you about today's message, One Word from Jesus, which I ministered at a Sunday night service at Faith Tabernacle. And the level of inspiration that night was very high, and I believe that this anointed exhortation will encourage and enlighten your spirit of faith. So at the close of the broadcast, I'll be back to tell you how you can order a CD of today's message, One Word from Jesus. And so he's up in the mountain, alone, apart, in prayer, getting recharged. Because when you spend and use up your batteries, you got to get them recharged. Amen? So here in the meantime, they had gotten on the boat, and the scripture says they were in the midst of the sea, and that means just what it says, in the middle. They were halfway across the Sea of Galilee. It's about 4 miles wide, so they were about 2 miles in. And the storm came. And the Bible says the winds were contrary, however you want to say it. They were bad winds, kind of like we experienced around here last night. How would you like to be out on a boat in last night's weather? Amen. And here they were in the midst of this storm, and Jesus is it over 2 miles away, at least, because they were in the middle, so he was up on a mountain, so he was well over 2 miles away. But he knew they were in trouble. You see, the last time they got in trouble in the boat when the storm came, Jesus was in the boat. He was there sleeping on the boat. It was easy to go say, wake up, don't you care, we're all going to die. But Jesus is at least 2 miles or so away now. But he knew they were in trouble. He heard their cries. He knew that they were in danger and their life was being threatened. You see, the devil, he's such a coward. You know, Jesus had done this great miracle. Do you think the devil was going to sit down and just say, oh, well, one for you? He was mad. But he didn't go after Jesus. He went after the disciples. Amen? And sometimes the devil is so cotton-picking mad at God, he don't know what to do, so he comes after you. I said he comes after me. He comes after us. He can't get to God, so he says, well, I'll pick on his kids. But let me tell you something. The Lord is not going to sit up there on the throne and let him get away with it. He's not going to get away with it. Jesus was over 2 miles away, but he knew they were in trouble. And I don't care how alone you may feel sometimes, and you may feel that you're in the worst trial you've ever been in your life, and nobody understands, but Jesus knows. He is touched with the feeling of your infirmity. He knows exactly what's going on. The Bible says that Jesus came in the fourth watch of the night walking on the water. Now, the fourth watch is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. And that, according to what scientists in the medical profession says, is the time when it is hardest for a person to stay awake. And it is often around the 3 a.m. hours when Satan often attacks people in their sleep. Amen. A lot of times, if you have a pattern where the devil regularly comes against you, a lot of times if you look at the clock, it'll be around 3 o'clock or somewhere in there. That guy who wrote the book 23 Minutes in Hell, he went to hell at 3 o'clock and came back at 3:23 in the morning. And so it was between 3 and 6 a.m. Now that meant those disciples had to be exhausted by then, because we can only assume they hadn't slept yet. Amen. And no telling how long they had been dealing with this storm. Because Jesus wouldn't have dismissed these people at 12 midnight and 1 o'clock in the night and all that. He would have dismissed them at daylight. That means the disciples had been gone for hours. Hours. They were out there. But this was not any ordinary storm. This was not an ordinary storm. This storm had all of the connotations of demonic activity. And we'll see that. And so Jesus came in the fourth watch of the night walking on the water. in the midst of this storm. And I want to tell you, while Jesus was walking on the water, and this is important because I didn't always see this. Here comes Jesus walking on the water, the master. And the winds were still blowing and the seas were still raging. They were still, the storm was still kicking up. And the disciples looked out there and saw Jesus, and they thought it was a spirit. They thought they were seeing a ghost, and they cried out for fear. They were more scared now of this than the storm. At least the storm was something they understood. Have you ever been in a test that you hate, but at least you understood it? You're going through the test. You think, I'm going to get through this thing. I'm going to come out, because you understood it. It was the kind of test you'd been through before, and you got it, and you know it won't last always. But boy, those tests that you don't understand. Those tests that come up out of the blue and you're like, I don't get this one, Lord. I don't understand it. They really can get to you. You know in the back of your mind you're going to come out, but you just don't feel like you know how to fight the battle, because you don't know what you're dealing with. I mean, if you know what you're dealing with, you can bind it in Jesus' name. You can speak whatever needs to be spoken. But when you don't know what you're dealing with, sometimes those tests are hard. And here they didn't know what they were dealing with. And they saw this thing coming closer. Now, we know that Jesus had not identified himself at this point. But somehow or another, there was something that kicked in for Peter. And he looked out there. Now, Jesus was not close enough for Peter to be sure. He was not close enough for Peter to see him clearly. Or he would not have said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you on the water. Amen. He wasn't really sure. He couldn't really see. And sometimes you can't really see. Amen. What is happening around you? And so he said, Lord, if it be you, then bid me to come to you on the water. I don't hear any of the other ones saying anything. No other volunteers. Amen. And here's the thing about Jesus. He didn't say, well, of course it's me. Who do you think it is? He didn't say that. In fact, he only said one word. Come. That's all he said. I mean, Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come on the water. Jesus did not say, oh, you know, you need to believe God. You need to step out there on faith. Of course, you know it's me. Don't you know and recognize me? He just met he met Peter at the point of his faith, and he said, come. And let me tell you, sometimes when you're in a severe trial, when you're going through the storm, and I mean that storm is a wicked storm, and you know it's demonically controlled against you. And oh, my Lord in heaven, what you would not give for a prophecy. Have you ever been in a test that you just wish that God would give you a prophecy? Have you ever flicked through the Christian TV channels and just wish somebody would say, this word is for Sharon. She's sitting there with the red dress on. Come on, I know how it goes. Or that they would say, I don't know, but the Lord has given me this scripture for someone, and you just highlighted it in your Bible that morning. And he says, and I don't know who it's for, but here it is. Oh, just give me a scripture, Lord. Just give me a prophecy. Just give me a scripture. And sometimes all God gives you is one word. Trust. Believe. Obey. Stand. And you want God to give you this great big flowery prophecy and all of these wonderful words. And he's saying to you, when you've done all that you know to do, stand. But let me tell you something. When you're in the midst of your storm and all that you get is one word, trust, stand, believe. One word from Jesus is all you need. I said one word from Jesus is all you need. That's all you need.
is one word, and you hang on to that word, and don't let that word go. And on that one word, Peter got out of the boat, and he began to walk on the water. Hallelujah. He believed that one word, and he stepped out on that word. You can step out on one word, and you won't sink. It'll hold you up. Hallelujah. And the scripture says he walked on the water, and there is nobody else in the whole Bible that ever did that but Peter. He walked on the water. Now here's the thing I want you to see. The storm was still storming. The winds were still blowing. And in fact, the word in the King James is boisterously. How many times do you hear that word? Boisterously. The winds were blowing and the waves were crashing. When he obeyed the voice of the Lord and acted on the word, the storm had not stopped. That Jesus didn't calm it. Let's calm it all down. Come on, Peter. Now look, come on out here and step on this beautiful, peaceful, glassy water. No. He had to get out with the wind and the spray of the waves smacking him in the face and the wind punching him in the back. He had to step out, but he did. And the waves and the winds continued. The storm was still raging. And sometimes you've got to make your move in the midst of the storm. You've got to act in the midst of a storm. You're sitting there waiting for everything to be peaceful and still, and it's not going to happen that way. And he began to walk on the water. But the Bible says when he saw, when he saw the wind so boisterously, when he felt the waves and the water slapping at him, he was afraid and he began to doubt. And you know your senses can be your worst enemy.
Amen. When one word from Jesus is all you have, one word from the Master is all you need. Friends, I know from personal experience that adversity never destroys true faith. It only strengthens it. Regardless of what you are facing today, you are not facing it alone if your trust is in the Sea Walker, who will never let you sink. He promised he will never leave you nor ever forsake you. Storms will come. Jesus said, "In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world." I know that the level anointing that night was upon me was great. And I believe that this message and this anointed word can release hope and faith to your spirit. Now you can obtain the CD, One Word from Jesus, for a love gift of $10 or more to help us with the radio ministry and requesting offer number SK159. That's S as in Sharon, K as in Knots, 159. Please write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or if you prefer, go online and order at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Once again, that's offer number SK159. For your love gift of $10 or more, we'll send you this message, One Word from Jesus. The mailing address, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Even if you do not wish to order, please write or go online and let us know how the radio ministry is blessing you. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.